This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So when you think about the Democratic Party right now, and you know you've left, you're now vice media, you're writing a book, but the party itself has been in turmoil and now trying to get momentum with these town halls. But Hillary Clinton, she's kept a low profile. Maybe she's writing a book, but she's not out there very much.
No.
Bernie Sanders is out there. Is he the leader of the Democratic Party?
Bernie? I mean, I think if you ask Bernie, he would say no. I think he even said he wasn't a Democrat the other day.
Yeah.
Tom Perez, I think, you know, he is. I think Barack Obama is probably still the leader of the Democratic Party, even though he is sort of on a hiatus right now.
Oh, welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here it is, the Kevin Jackson Show. Keith Ellison disagrees with Alyssa Mastromonaco, former aide to President Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama. Thankfully, thank you, Jesus. Yes, Keith Ellison disagrees. He says Barack Obama has left carnage and destruction beyond compare. Finally admits this. But you know what? The left doesn't want you to believe it. They still want to sell the idea that he was the best thing since sliced bread. And you know what? If a person, if you try to counsel somebody out of a delusion and they will not come out of it, and you do it again and then you try to one more time, there comes a point where you say, okay, you cannot talk to this crazy person. That is what we are dealing with, conservatives. Welcome to the party. Glad you guys are with me, hanging in there. Hope you had a good weekend and a good Monday coming off of whatever it is you're planning on doing. I'm going to tell you this. Keep your skin thick. As they say, keep your powder dry. You know, in the old days, keep your powder dry, because you're going to run into leftism all over the place. You're going to run into people that want you to believe Obama was a good guy. Look at Barack Obama. He's amazing. They're going to tell you that global warming is real. They're going to tell you that the foreign policy of the Obama administration made us safe. They're going to tell you that the spending, the tax and spend policies of Barack Obama reduced our deficit and reduced our debt. They're going to tell you that Hillary Clinton would have been a markedly better president than Donald Trump. They're going to tell you that you conservatives are losing your mind. You don't even know what you're talking about. Why are you people even allowed to be in charge? You should be locked up. They want to lock you up. They want to silence you. They want to shut you down on the internet. They want to restrict you on talk radio. Me, talk radio. They want to restrict what you write. They don't want you to have jobs. They want one point of view, theirs and theirs alone. And you know what you did? On November the 8th, you said, and you popped them in the lips and said, get back, get out of my face, I'm done with you. You're not bullying me anymore. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to me. Congratulations to America. And better yet, congratulations to the world. Because you know what happened since then? You have dropped a bomb on Syria, baby. You dropped a bomb on Assad. Yeah, you did, because you got Donald Trump to say, do something. You got Kim Jong-un, fat boy in Korea, to understand that it's a new day in America. You got Putin, who is on warning, that, you know what? You're not going to be able to bully us around anymore. It's a new day. You got China working with you. You will soon find out that that worthless piece of crap organization known as the UN is going to start capitulating to U.S. policy. You got NATO wanting to pay its bills, finally. Some of that money starting to come in. You got other countries who are now willing to step up their wars on terror. They're fighting it at its source. You got a girl who was a prisoner in Egypt for over a year, I don't know exactly how long, an aid worker who's now back on American soil celebrating being an American, because we got a real president in office. You got a debt that's now shrinking by $100 billion since Donald Trump's been in office. Oh, does he have his challenges? Of course he does. If that's what you're facing, that's the world you've awakened to, is a world where people are now going to be held accountable. Where Donald Trump says, we're freezing government salaries. We're going to lift restrictions on corporations trying to do business. We're going to freeze any negative impact of Obamacare on business and build a pro-business economy. And speaking of which, I'm going to go out and show you where the jobs are. I heard somebody in an interview just recently, some leftist, Donald Trump talks about jobs. Show us the jobs. Show us the jobs. And I'm thinking to myself, what planet are you from, you simian? He's showing you the jobs. Unlike Barack Obama, who sits around all day going, well, unemployment is ticked down. Yeah. Because people quit looking. If Donald Trump says, well, the jobs are going to come from IBM, the jobs are going to come from SoftBank, the jobs are going to come from U.S. Steel, the jobs are going to come from Dow Chemical. He's not hiding it. He's as transparent with jobs as he was with Supreme Court picks. And hallelujah, we got us a new Supreme Court justice who is a staunch conservative. You want my first 100 days? I give you my first 100 days, says Donald Trump. Come on, bring it. Come on, let's have it. Lefties, you want to call the show? You want to talk about your stupid ideas? I'm happy to have you call. 844-551-8255. And if we don't get you live, I'll record you and we'll put you on this show. I promise you we will. Happy to do it. Have one guy said, I'm going to put you on blast. I'm going to put you on blast. Put me on blast. There is nothing I say on this show that I'm not willing to back up. Nothing. If I know something, I tell you. If I don't, no big deal. I'm not embarrassed. Oh, geez, I'm not sure about that. How am I going to tell my audience I don't know everything? I don't care. I'm not supposed to know everything, but I know a lot. And what I know more than most of you. That's what I'll tell you. And I'm not bragging about that. What you know better than I do. Yeah, I promise you, you do, and I'm happy to concede it. That's how we get along. I see you as an expert. You know lots of things. And that's not what our program is about. It isn't to make you feel stupid. It's to make you feel empowered. You know why you feel empowered? Because you think much of the things I'm talking about. I know I give you some original stuff from time to time, but you think about it. You're like, man, I was thinking that the other day. I was in the car, and I didn't get a chance to tell mama. You know, or I was, the ladies are like, I was gonna have that conversation with my husband. I swear I was. Of course you were, because you're smart people. And you finally had enough. And you know what? That's what we talk about. And we've got a ton to talk about. Pelosi made one of the strangest comments. I got to play this clip for you. We're not going to do it now, but I'm going to play it later. Also, the Simpsons were mocking colleges and universities. We'll get to that. Gingrich schooled the left and had to be one of the best clips of Gingrich I've seen in a while.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Jews are cheap? Jews aren't actually cheap. Jews will spend the money if they think it's worthwhile. A Jew will grab a shirt and go, I don't know. All right, it feels like it's good material. Here's my money. Whereas an Indian guy would be like, I don't know. I could probably get this made for $4. We are cheap, man. It's in our blood. My dad's so good at being cheap that he could convince you that you're wrong. I took my dad to a bar. He ordered a beer. The waitress was like, it's $4.50, sir. My dad's like, okay. Here's three. She's standing there like, sir, what about the other $1.50? Don't worry about it. Okay. She's like, no, you owe me $1.50. I owe you, you owe me. It's the same thing. Go ahead. Don't be so cheap.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There is a big cultural difference between Americans. And I'll be honest with you. Sometimes Americans, we can be so overindulgent. I mean, just, you know, it's like, oh, it's no big deal. I finally gotten to the point where I've adopted this attitude of, you know, like I'll go to a parking structure and I'll think to myself, am I doing paying $31 to park here? That's downtown Chicago, and that was years ago. It's probably $40 to park. No in and out privileges. And you think to yourself, what does it take for me to earn $40 for me to go, I'm going to park it? But you got to park there. So, and I don't know whether it's the city's going, well, we're going to just force you to take mass transit so you won't have to pay that parking, but it makes you think about it. I got a $50 parking ticket in Chicago. 3 minutes late, went in to grab the muffin before I was going to go to a meeting, and I parked for a split second, and you know, I think it had a little time on the meter, and I thought, it'll be no time. 3 minutes, go by, get the ticket. You got to be kidding me. $50. $50. So we lose our sensibilities about these things, and it takes sometimes people to get you straight. I remember when I worked for this Egyptian guy, and I ended up making a ton of money there, but it was like pulling teeth to get this guy to pay me the money he contractually owed me because it was so much. And I go, that was the deal. Not to mention, how much have I made you? Yeah, but Kevin. So, you know, he would just go on and on. So one time he told me, he says, Kevin, you do know that if something were to happen to you, I would take care of your family. And I told him point blank, I said, yeah, but the difference between how you take care of them and how I take care of them are two different things. And he kind of shook his head like, yep. Because he's about subsistence. You know, you'll be able to function. I'm like, no, I want to have the nice things too. I remember one time I'd done a big deal. And he knew the money was coming in and he wanted to try to, he was always slick about how he didn't want to pay you. So he would say, he pulls out his American Express Black and he says, Kevin, so you've been going down looking at a fancy sports car. I said, yeah, because at the time I was debating, was I going to buy a new Porsche? And I'm, you know, I was at the time, I was big ball and I was making money. And he goes, here. And he pulls out his card. He goes, go get it. He gives me his credit card. Go get it. And I go, no, because I knew this deal was coming. He's going to owe me like $400,000 or $500,000. And he goes, you do this and then we'll call it even on the deal. I'm like, no. I said, first of all, when I get my money, I'll go buy one. If I want to buy one, I'll buy one because there'll be plenty of money. But he was always finagling. And he was a cheap son of a gun, except in his own stuff. But for other people, man, he was cheap. But here's what I'm saying all this. I learned that 50% of the applicants in Sweden that want to come over, applicants for subsistence or, you know, what they call welfare, the equivalent of welfare, they register two sets or multiple sets of data to the authorities to maximize the Swedish benefit. 50% of these, quote, asylum seekers, they know the game. So here it is. This is the article. Between 30 to 50% of asylum seekers, records of personal data by public authorities in Sweden, according to a study by the tax agency, are false. The false personal information is used, among other things, a major crime activity. Why this is reading so strange? It's a translation from Google Translate from Sweden. I was looking at this going, who wrote this? Like, written by a third grader. Which one of my producers wrote this? They're pointing. Him. it was a Google Translate. I remember seeing that because I was like, what in the world is a Google Translate? Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to read this the way Google translated. It said, so the false personal information is used, among other things, a major criminal activity. They're saying it is. It constitutes a major criminal activity. Exactly how much is unclear, but they believe 30 to 50%. And they said the reason that they don't know how much, get this, this is interesting, because the authorities won't share information with each other. They won't. And then the other thing is that, and this is one I guarantee you is affecting us as Americans, they can't keep up with the names, the misspellings. How many ways can you spell Muhammad? I saw the name Mohanid with two N's, and I thought it was wrong. But then I looked again in the article, and no, it was Mohanid. And I thought, first of all, Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-E-D. Muhammad, M-O-H-A-M-E-D. I've seen it that way. I've seen Muhammad with practically every vowel used. Muhammad, 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 Muhammad. I mean, I've seen them all. Two M's after the first M, one M, two H's, one H, and then at the end, E or A or even I. How do you go? What is your name? My name is Muhammad. Nice to meet you, Muhammad. No, not Muhammad. Muhammad. Okay, like I said, Muhammad. No, you're getting it wrong. Muhammad. Okay, Muhammad. I mean, come on. Yeah, so they're using this false information in order to get on. Look, have we been talking about this in America? Let me just interrupt myself so I can make sure that I understand myself. But have we not been talking about this in America, that we no longer get immigrants coming over here because they want to contribute to what American society has created? But they're coming here because we're so doggone, we're giving. We give you a lifestyle that they would never have in their own countries. Never. We do this recklessly. Now they say the tax board requires that the Official Secrets Act be changed so authorities can know what each other is doing and then make sure that these illegal things aren't happening. You don't even need to set up alternate identities here. You don't need to. You can just do whatever you want. With these guys, the one guy in the article said, I set up an ID for work, so that's separate. I set up one for my personal life, and I set up one for my regular personal life. And then he sets up one for his alter ego that wants to get assistance. What kind of nonsense is that? Wake up, people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And L.A. is crazy, too, though, because L.A., you have bums out here, and you have crackheads out here, and there's a difference. And you have to know the difference so you know how to respond. See, a bum will ask you for anything you can spare. A crackhead needs a specific amount. If you've ever found yourself in the following conversation, hey, you got $1.17? That's a crackhead.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. One of the things that we got ushered in during the time of Obama, outside of insanity, is we got drugs. That you know, it's funny when people run for high office like this, like the presidency, you get scrutinized. And every president up to this point, it's like, have you used drugs? And they're like, well, no, not me. You know, well, I didn't inhale. You know, you get all the excuses. And Barack Obama, which to his credit, I'll give him this. He said, yeah, well, you know, I smoked a little, you know, whatever. I don't know exactly what he said, but it was something along the lines. I smoked a little reefer, may have snorted a line of coke or two, you know. But whatever he did, he admitted to it. I think that's good. Now, if he had said, you know, look, when I was a kid, I did stupid things. I'd used drugs. Never should have done it. Don't condone it. Certainly didn't help my career, but I'm not going to lie about it. And he didn't lie about it, but I'm saying had he condemned it. Because I tell my kids, I've never done drugs. I never will. And it isn't because I'm a goody two shoes. It's because I thought, and I told many of you guys already know this about me, I probably would have said, ooh, this is really good. I'm going to keep doing it. You know, we most of us have addictive personalities. And I'll tell you about chemicals. Chemicals don't care about what your personalities are. Chemicals will make you do stuff you never thought you would ever do. Like go to sleep. If you're like, chemicals don't affect me, then I guess anesthesia doesn't affect you. You know, chemicals can make you do stuff that you don't want to do. That's just the nature of the beast. So you avoid them. And I tell my kids, don't even say, you know what, it's not going to hurt me. It's only one time or whatever. Yeah, right. That one time is it. Hooks many people. So Barack Obama ushers in the spirit of laissez-faire. Do what you want to do. It's no big deal. And he ushered in insanity. Bragged about his own cocaine use. And pop culture leftists found America's Coke president to be righteous. He could have, you know, the same thing he could have done, for example, with race relations. If Barack Obama had said at any time, look, guys, I'm black. I'm the president. I happen to be black. That doesn't give anybody a pass. America is about opportunity. That's the fairness. Is there's equal opportunity. And you can go do what you want with it. But don't think there's equal outcome. If he had said anything close to this, I think we'd all have a lot more respect for him. I'm just speaking for myself, but I think most of us feel that way. So Obama's Fed turned a blind eye to, first thing, marijuana usage. Why? Because lots of brothers and sisters partake of the 420, right? A lot of people, particularly blacks, marijuana use in the black community. If you think I'm kidding you, I go to a place called Sweetie Pies every now and then to go get some food, get some soul food. And if you stand out in front of Sweetie Pies, if there's a line, you can't pass a drug test. I'm just telling you, it is amazing, and it's so blatant. I took my son there one time. We were just going to get some food. We're going to bring it home. And we left. I had to leave because I didn't want this kid getting high. But that's just the way it is. So Barack Obama essentially said to black folks, forget marijuana. Don't worry about marijuana. And for the most part, I will tell you, in the last 8-plus years, you've seen a more lax position on drugs than ever before. Now, that being said, because there's a lot of constitutional libertarians that listen to the program, I don't care what you do. I don't care. If you want to do drugs, you want to do crank, you want to mix meth in your house and use it, I don't really care. The problem is when it goes into society. I don't care what anybody does individually in their lives. I do not. I think that makes me a constitutional libertarian or whatever. But I'll tell you, when it infringes on my rights, then I become a constitutional individualist and I will pop you in your mouth. Don't try to rob me. Don't try to, do whatever. Don't try to even come up to me and ask me for money for your drug habit. I have no business of yours. You want to do it, you do it on your own. But point is, Barack Obama is ushered in this drug time frame. And again, I don't care. And I know that may surprise a lot of people, but I don't use drugs, so I don't care. You want to get coke? Get coke. There is no war on drugs when I can go get it in 3 minutes. I don't even know any drug dealers, and I would bet you money within an hour I could pretty much have whatever drug you want. So, that's the war on drugs? Anyway, Obama doesn't see drugs as a criminal problem. He's actually called it a public health crisis. Handle your scandal, the Fed will stay out of your way. So, under Obama, drug use has skyrocketed. The aforementioned marijuana notwithstanding, what about crank? That's meth. They call it ice and a bunch of other stuff. But what about cocaine? That's not going down. Heroin's at epidemic levels has been for a while. I'm not going to blame that on him, but it's been there. He could have curtailed it to some degree, but he hasn't. Well, now there's a new drug. And for the record, I don't blame people certainly for being on drugs during the time of Obama. I really don't. I'm surprised I'm not. But there's a new drug out there. It's called Flacca. I don't know if that's actually how it's pronounced. F-L-A-K-K-A. Flacca. And it's $5. They call it $5 insanity. And the reason I bring it up, I've seen videos of the people on Flacca, and it finally got, I've seen like 4 or 5 videos of these people that just go, they're just zombies, and they're doing the strangest things on the street and all this, and finally I was like, what is that? And one of my researchers goes, Flacca. I mean, they sent me a note on it, I didn't know if they didn't pronounce it, so I don't know if it's pronounced Flacca, but it's F-L-A-K-K-A. It's like when I found that drug they call Crocodile. It's a heroin derivative that makes people's skin start to look like a crocodile skin, and then they die horribly. It's a terrible drug. It's mostly in Russia. Soviet bloc, I should say. So, anyway, I see the erratic behavior of these people on this drug. Scientists call it alpha PVP. And here's what they said. It's a synthetic drug that creates a stimulating rush that can shut down the brain. In which case I thought, well, then if you give it to liberals, we wouldn't even know we wouldn't even know if they were on it. Which brings me to zombies. It can be ordered online and shipped to your doorstep. We wrote an article about this. Anyway, it's a, you know, nightclub drug, and now it's, when it was just doing, that was kind of like X, right? Nightclub, they go to a rave and get your ex, and it made you all sensuous and sensual. Then, of course, date rape, it goes up because everybody's all sensual and sensuous and, you know, consensual. And then they go, oh, my gosh, you know, what are these five guys here doing, you know, having sex with me? Well, you were all sensual and sensual. I'm not condoning date rape by any means. I'm just saying they get on these drugs and they don't know what's going on, and everybody's on it. So everybody's losing their minds. And this is how leftism works. But anyway, once a drug leaves the nightclub scene, and then it starts affecting students, well, then there are those leftist adults that go, oh, well, what are the kids all taking? So then they go take it. And then, of course, we end up with a population of zombies, which is what we have right now. The people that would be willing to vote for Hillary Clinton as president. So the problem is we don't address the key issues, the real issues. And the real issues are the things that cause people to want to escape reality. Why do you want to escape reality so badly? I don't. Look, my life is not charmed. It is. I mean, I've led a good life, but it isn't like, whoo, I get up and, you know, people are doing my nails and gathering my, you know, my outfit for me and shaving me and bathing me and preparing. I'm reading the newspaper while all this is going on, and while somebody's in there cooking for me, putting me in a limo, flying, you know, taking me to my helicopter to go fly to my private jet, to go fly to my island, to go meet up with a bunch of, you know, Victoria's Secret models. It ain't like that. It used to be. No, I'm kidding. But the fact is, they want to escape reality. And the reality is, what they're escaping is the lack of family, the lack of belief in a higher power, the lack of dedication to oneself, the lack of being part of a community and feeling something stronger than you. That's what I remember when I was a kid. I felt like America was like, and it made me, no matter what was going on in my life, it was something to be proud about, something to hold on to. But Obama focused on LGBT and the promotion of Islam, and we ended up with a bunch of zombies.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I mean, Donald Trump is the single worst person ever to win the nomination of a major party. When I say bad person, I mean, like, you know, every sexist thing he said, every racist thing he said is just deplorable, quite frankly. Now, I don't say that about his supporters, but I say it about the way he campaigned in this election.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Keith Ellison, one of the two Muslims that are in the Congress now. The other one's Andre Carson. I don't know why these suckers won't just change their names to, like, Muhammad Sharif, Omar, Abdul, Ali, Khalid, whatever. Why don't they just change their names? Keith Ellison. You know why? Because he knows the writing's on the wall for Muslims. Same with Andre Carson. Change your name, black man. Become Khalif, Kareem Abdul, Ali Muhammad Karzai. I don't know what excuse me, what are those other crazy names? anyway, the type of rhetoric that Keith Ellison has nothing to back that up. Nothing. When he said that, Donald Trump hates Muslims. Since when? Since when? I asked somebody, has Donald Trump gone after Americans who are of Muslim heritage? Has he gone after them? Did I miss a memo? Or is he only talking about the ones that are coming in and bringing their terror? When he talks about Mexicans, does he go after Americans of Mexican descent? Or does he only talk about the ones who are coming across our border, violating our laws, and ergo, violating our people? What are these people talking about? They lose their minds. No sanity whatsoever. They don't even want to hear it. Keith Ellison has never been challenged. I'm telling you, you give me your high-ranking leftist, I will tell you somebody who is a step-and-fetch-it, toe-sucking son of a gun who will just do whatever the left tells him to do. Hey, put that book on your head, hold it with your left hand, and dance around. Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah, baby! Woo-hoo-hoo! That's what they do. It's ridiculous to watch. And you think I'm kidding you? I've debated these guys. You should see the look in their eyes when you go, well, what about this? And you just come up with some very common sense, innocuous. It's not even a big deal. You don't even have to use your brain to come up with it. It's a common sense question like, you know, I'm here to buy some shoes. What is your shoe size, sir? Dun, dun, dun. What? Yeah. What size shoe do you wear? Dun, dun, dun. It's like, don't you think that would be the natural question? But that's what happens to them. It's just utterly, ridiculously amazing to me how these people are, there's no challenge. And so they get caught up in a dogma that they've never had to defend. And when they get into a place to defend it, you know, the first thing they do, they get defensive. They don't say, huh, interesting. Here's what I'll tell you. One of the biggest compliments you guys have given me, some dude wanted to debate me on something, and we recorded it, and I played it on the program. He didn't agree with what I said. I said, fine, let's have a debate. He didn't win the debate. He got his butt kicked. But I wasn't rude about it. I was like, here it is. So you guys are writing in going, hey, man, way to go. You know, hearing people that's of a dissent that's different, you know, some opinion different than yours, and you weren't mean-spirited. No, I promise you, I'm never going to be mean-spirited. If you just want to have a debate, let's have a debate. That's how, you know, they say steel sharpens steel. I love having these debates. I love having a discussion with intelligent people, or at least willing. You don't have to, you know what people tell me all the time, Kevin, I'm not nearly as eloquent as you. So what? The words don't roll off your tongue as quickly as mine, nor as pretty. It's okay. There's no ridicule here. I want to hear your point of view, no matter how clumsily you present it, because that doesn't make the idea bad, because you can't say it right. We'll figure it out together. And I want that. That's what conservatism is all about. The problem with the left is they do not want that. They will beat that out of you if it's within... Oh, as God is my witness. Oh, who are you to say that? My grandparents were perfect examples. Democrats to their core. Great conservatives. Democrats to their core. And I would say something like, oh, I don't... What is that person talking about? Shut up. Shut up over there. That was what my grandfather would tell me. If I dissented from the Democrat, if a Democrat was speaking and they didn't even agree with him, and I dissented from the Democrat, even though they didn't agree, my grandparents would be like, shut up, boy. You don't know what you're talking about. Shut up. And I go, I ain't shutting up. I keep talking. My brother to this day, my older brother, he marvels at me. My brother would shut up. Now, he's a staunch conservative, but he would shut up. I wouldn't shut you. I'm going to get my brother on the program with him. He will tell you, Kevin, kept talking, walking in front of the TV going, that ain't true. I don't even know what they're talking about. And my grandparents would be like, shut up, boy. No. I know right from wrong. And you know why they couldn't get, you know, don't misunderstand me. I wasn't being disrespectful to my grandparents. What I was being was, I was saying, that is not true. I know what they just said is not true. And I dare you to do something to me. You give me a spanking because I caught their lie. And they never did. Not one time when I was on there going, what? That is nonsense. And I mean, I'm a kid yelling at the TV going, that's just crazy. Not one time did I get a spanking. And I'm telling you, I got more spankings than I don't know. What? How old was Methuselah? Like 900 years old? I got more spankings than that growing up. Now, I probably got about 900 spankings. I got a bunch of them. But I never got one for talking politics. Not one. My grandparents, as much as they may have wanted to, they knew I was right. So, I'm just telling you, these people are twisted. And the problem is, they don't even realize it, and it's going to bite them. And I'm going to let Newt Gingrich tell you.
Talk about the Democrats. How about that last point, Mr. Speaker, from Matthew Dowd? That was one of the things that I noticed as well. You start out high here. You don't tend to find things that could go higher.
You guys all collectively live through Trump knocking off all the Republicans, Trump knocking off Hillary, being wrong about all of it at every stage, and then you turn around and you apply the same old conventionalism. Donald Trump is the most divisive president since Abraham Lincoln. He represents an alternative world. It's why you have riots in places like Berkeley. You have two parallel universes. It's actually a very funny Megyn Kelly interview I did 2 weeks before the election. She's giving me all this polling data. And I said, look, there are two universes. Now, if your universe is right, Hillary Clinton's president. If our universe is right, Donald Trump is president.
I completely take that point. That's how he's being seen out in the country, in parts of the country right now. But how does it affect the governing? Can you govern effectively?
Sure. As you know, because you've done it, presidents are really powerful. Presidents who are willful and strong-willed and focused have enormous capability to move the system. The second, I have a very simple test. Reagan, in his farewell address, says, I am so proud that together we created 19 million jobs. If Trump has the economy roaring in 2020, he'll get reelected. I don't care what the current numbers are. So if Trump doesn't have the economy rolling in 2020, he has a problem.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So, Gingrich is exactly right. This is all about one word, folks. One simple little word. Accountability. That's it. If Donald Trump does what he says he's going to do, lights out. Left is in huge trouble. And for the record, they already are. And it's only going to get worse. I want you to consider, let's look at the overarching strategy. Make America great again. So I want you to take your hand, start it, if it's your right hand, start it on the left side of your body and draw this big arc across and end it on the right. That's the overarching theme here. Make America great again. And inside of that is America first. Jobs for Americans. Manufacturing in America. Bringing that money back to America. So I want you to picture everything about Make America Great Again, where it starts with us saying, you know what? We're bad to the bone. You don't like it? Deal with it. So Trump says, Syria, take that. North Korea, take that. China, get on board. Russia, you're soon to come. Iran, coming after you. But we're going to bring this money back first. So he started creating jobs. And I love that he started domestically. I don't need to go through all the jobs. It began with Carrier, and it hasn't stopped. You haven't even heard about the companies that have made other moves since Donald Trump dropped off at whatever the last one was. Does it matter? I mean, we can take you through the litany. Carrier, Dow, U.S. Steel, Alibaba, SoftBank, IBM, Ford, GM, you name it. Across the board, real jobs, good jobs. So you have all that, and all Donald Trump has to do now is bring that money back in with his tax policy, which he's about to unveil. And let me tell you what, you can lock the doors and throw away the keys to the Democrats, because that's what it takes to spur this economy.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.